Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Monday, May 16th, 2022. And as you can tell, once again, I'm coming to you from inside my car, delivering you a nice little sweet podcast here as I go pick the kids up from school for carpool. I'm actually lucky enough to be off from work the majority of this week. And was basically spent the whole morning here. I ran a bit this morning and then was just doing a bunch of yard work. So I didn't get a chance to get the recording out earlier today. So I am on my way to pick them up from school. And I said, hey, it's a perfect time to talk about a podcast. And it's because today's big topic here we're gonna be talking about on the show is a podcast that I listened to pretty much all morning long. I listened to a couple episodes yesterday and then binged the rest of it today while I was working around in the yard. And that is Sky Brother Force, or as it's actually dubbed, I think, on all the platform stores, podcast stores, is Xeno Realms, Sky Brother Force. Although I've never actually, I don't even think they use Xeno Realms actually within the podcast itself. But I was turned on to this podcast by a guy who you probably heard all the time on the Patreon podcast, Matt Clark, and of course, the long supporter here of the show. And he is one of our D&D castmates, or if you've been listening to our Sentinels games, you do know Matt Clark from that. But he's been raving about this thing here for the last probably month or so. And I've seen him tweet about it a lot. He's been, you know, kind of telling me like, hey man, you got to check this out. So I finally did. And I basically, here's what the premise of the show. It is an audio drama podcast, but it is like an all-star cast of voice actors. And I actually didn't go in really knowing who the cast members were, but immediately, because of the amount of Critical Role I've been listening to, immediately picked up on Matthew Mercer. Matt Mercer, of course, who is the infamous DM of Critical Role and is a voice actor himself. He is one of the, I'm not going to say major characters, but he plays multiple characters, I'll say it that, kind of within the story. But also has Chris Sabat in it, who immediately I picked up on him as well. Most famously known for playing Vegeta or Piccolo in Dragon Ball Z. So immediately picked up on those guys. And a lot of the other voices you'll just kind of pick up as you're listening. But the whole premise of the show is they've essentially taken an anime and did exactly what you think you would need to do to turn it into a podcast. So much so that it's just like this love letter to anime fans, to the point where, you know, it has a shonen style story where you have a young guy who goes to high school, who actually has dreams of being a pop star, who gets caught up in this whole, and by the way, it kind of takes place in the future. So there's all kinds of, you know, just different technology that we don't have, but it takes place on like a galactic scale. So there's this galactic threat named Citizen Scorn, who's the guy who's kind of trying to basically take over the galaxy and rule the galaxy. And then also playing in with that, there are these creatures that the characters are able to control called the Space Beasts. And the Space Beasts are essentially like an homage to Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh, where they have like these creatures that they kind of pull in and they battle. So they're having these battles happening, and like the overarching story, it kind of goes into, I don't know, I don't want to spoil things, because you do, just if you're going to listen to it, I mean, you don't want anything spoiled, because there are definitely some twists and turns that are in there. But there's something of dealing with the realm, the dimension, I guess, is the right way to say it, that the space beasts come from. They're not from our dimension. And you know, in Pokemon, they're like capturing Pokemon. In this, you're basically summoning them from their dimension. And with Scorn's, you know, trying to take over the world here, or the galaxy, one of the only ways to stop him is to find a way to link to the space beast dimension and find a way to use, get their help to, you know, to help our heroes. It's very, very self-aware, very tongue-in-cheek. Like I said, it's kind of that love letter to anime, but it's done so that it's almost a love letter to anime fans, saying that we know you know all the tropes of anime, and we're going to just take all those and shove them into this one 9-episode, you know, 25 to 30 minute length long episodes, and put it in podcast form. And it's pretty great. Like, it's really, really good. You know, I would go in, if you do want to listen to it, it's free on iTunes, Spotify, all that. Again, it's Xeno Realms, Sky Brother Force. It's got a very catchy theme song, just like an anime would. It has, you know, the previously on type things, or, you know, when it cuts to a scene, it'll say, you know, meanwhile, elsewhere. Or the first couple episodes, I think they were actually kind of putting these edits in there looking for ads, but it'll do like the, you know, a scene will end and then it'll kind of go like an anime, how there's always the commercial cards in the beginning of an episode, you know, where a commercial would be. They have those, but they're like audio bumpers. It's just such a cool production that they put together. You can't help but like listen to it and just have a smile on your face when you're listening to it, because it's like, these guys, they've really made something really special with what they did. You know, I'm not gonna tell you're gonna listen to it and be like, oh my god, like the story of that was so blown away. No, I mean, it's very derivative from other things, other animes, but like the fact that they were able to pull that together and put it into a podcast form, I mean, I could easily see this, somebody out there, and I mean, they may already be working on it or doing it, like just straight up taking all the audio from the show and animating it. Like, that's all you would really need to do. You wouldn't even need to add anything else. I mean, they're all, like I said, 20, I mean, minus intros and outros. It's just like a classic, like if you're watching an anime on Netflix, 22 to 23 minutes for just the actual story show. And, you know, when you finish an episode on, you know, in Netflix, you kind of skip the credits, skip to the next episode, and Netflix kind of cuts all that out. The audio that's there, someone could easily make an anime out of this. And it's not over, because the way it, I mean, this is this first season, definitely going to be a second season. And I'm pretty stoked, because it did just wrap up. I think the final episode just came out like within the last couple weeks or the last month. I'm going to be there definitely for season 2 week by week. But it was great kind of binging through it and listening to it. The cast is awesome. Again, the story's fun. It's a very, very fun podcast. So go check it out. I think if you're looking for it, you're going to find it under Xeno Realms : Sky Brother Force. But just search Sky Brother Force and you're going to find it. And you'll have a lot of fun with it, I think. Especially if you're into anime, this is about as anime as you can possibly get, coming to your ear holes through a podcast. Now, on top of that, that actually kind of spurred, and you guys know me, it's just kind of the way that I am, kind of spurred me to maybe find some sort of new anime to watch. Because, you know, I'm still digging through Critical Role. I'm actually on episode 14 of Campaign 3, so I still have a little bit of a ways to go to catch up, and probably would be further along, but of course, Matt Clark corrupted me and had me listening to Sky Brother Force. But I was wanting to watch something that was like a Gundam Robotech type style, you know, where you're kind of having these massive robots, and kind of was looking at the Pacific Rim show that just came out on Netflix, and I was like, nah. So I just Googled like top mecha animes, and I found this list, and then I think it was believe it or not, maybe actually being like Kotaku or Polygon, one of those sites. I think it was one of the mainstream sites. They had number one on their list, and I had never heard of this. I mean, you know, Neon Genesis Evangelion is always like at the top of everybody's list. They actually had a couple Gundam series on there. But the number one show, again, never heard of this show, was called Code Geass: Lelouch of the Rebellion. And I was like, what? So I was kind of reading like their reasoning, and it looks like it's only a little over 50 episodes. It's all on Netflix. It is dubbed. I think you can also watch it subbed if you want. And it was talking about the drama and just how emotional the twists and turns they can kind of give you. I'm 3 episodes deep. And I will say this. Just in these 3 episodes, there's definitely twists and turns that are already happening. And the whole plot of this anime is that there is this government basically that's kind of taken over the world called I think Britannica is what they call them, or Britannia, and they have invaded Japan, and Japan was totally just and it's in the future, and the whole attack against them Japan couldn't really do anything because Britannia has these massive mechs that they use, and their technology is just so far advanced that it only took a matter of weeks for Japan to fall. And Britannia, ruling the world, totally renamed Japan to Area 11. And so all the citizens of Japan are forced to live there under this dictator who rules it. His name escapes me right now, but he essentially rules it. There are people who are kind of leading this rebellion to try to kind of win back Area 11 or win back Japan and, of course, you know, bring it back to the people. Well, we meet a student, of course, who goes to school and is skipping class, I believe, and, you know, gets kind of caught up in this chase that's happening where the rebels are fighting, or they've stolen something from Britannia. And in the midst of all this, kid gets caught up in it. It ends up, what they're actually stealing is a girl that's hidden. This is all in the first episode too, so it's, you know, not really spoiling much, but at least kind of giving you the plot premise here. It's actually a girl who's been being experimented on, and she somehow psychically links herself to this kid. And when he's confronted by all these soldiers, they're going to shoot him, and she's like, no, you can't. Like, she knows, like, for some reason, he's the chosen one for something. Again, another shonen classic anime storyline, right? She jumps in front of the bullet. She gets killed, but is able to transfer her powers to him. And this power is the ability where he can basically brainwash someone into doing whatever he wants them to do. And so in this first group that he's against, there's like, you know, 11, 12 soldiers, whatever it is, kind of pointing their guns at him. He realizes he can use this ability, and his eye kind of glows when he does it, and he just gets all these soldiers to kill themselves. So number one, it is a very mature anime because there's blood all over the place when these guys literally shoot themselves in the head, every single one of them, and that's where that one ends. And then the other episodes I've been watching are him kind of helping the rebels. He ends up taking one of the mechs and kind of is helping them fight, and it's pretty neat, man. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna stick with it, but I had never heard of it. And the premise of having this, you know, young kid who, again, classic shonen, he's the chosen one, you know, he's gonna lead the rebellion, of course, right? He's gonna win back Japan. It's probably spoiler alert for episode 52 or however many episodes there are in this whole show. But it's always gonna get there. And like, I can't help but feel, as much as you think he's the good guy, that ability to completely brainwash someone to do your bidding, to me, doesn't seem like that would really be the work of a hero, you know, who's going to be the hero at the end of all this. So I can't help but feel he's not going to end up being the hero of this story. So I don't know. It's pretty neat. It's up on Netflix. Right now, it's kind of biding my time here as I'm trying to watch a couple of things here. I'm all over the place with shows that I'm watching. But this is, again, called Code Geass. It's G-E-A-S-S. Lelouch of the Rebellion. And Lelouch is that kid. That's his name, kind of the main character's name. It's pretty neat. I'm sure people have watched it. It looks like it was from 2008. I don't know when it released on Netflix. But it seems like the whole thing's up there. So it's got good reviews, everything. I kind of like the reviews. It was always kind of like 4.7, 4.8 out of 5. So kind of digging it right now for what I'm watching. But that's going to be it for me here today, guys. Like I said, I would urge you, especially if you were maybe a kid of the 90s and you watched like Pokemon or you watched Yu-Gi-Oh!, any of those shows, if you're in it, like kind of that style anime, give Sky Brother Force a listen, because I think you'll really appreciate kind of everything they did, and it kind of pays homage to all those cartoons and shows of years ago. It's pretty neat, man. They did a great job with that. But all right, well, that's going to do it for me here today. Don't forget you can follow me on Twitter at Marturk, M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. And of course, you can always email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. So until Wednesday, everybody, have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you next time. We'll be right back.